You're listening to a podcast from Victory. We are made complete in Christ. No more in week 3 of All and Nothing.
Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. We are continuing. We are on a week 3 of our Colossian book study. So I hope you are reading the book of Colossians. Only 4 chapters, but there's so much truth and doctrine in it. And so I want you to really just take time to read the Word of God and digest, okay, the Word of God. Our title po natin ay All and Nothing, okay, because in Christ we have all and there is nothing more to be added to it. Okay, why? Because Christ is supreme and His finished work is sufficient. Ang pag-aaralan po natin ngayon, last time, we talked about the supremacy of Christ, that Christ is supreme. Okay, He's the preeminent one, okay? He's the number one and nothing should come close. Okay, and today we're going to talk about fullness. All right, fullness in Christ or complete in Christ. Okay, I want us to all stand up on our feet as we read the Word of God. Okay, and as we read the Word of God, let's take note also of the in Him, no? Ang daming in Him dito. Okay, so Colossians 2:6-15 says, therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Okay, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in Him, the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in Him, who is the head of all rule and authority. In Him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands by putting off the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised with Him through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised Him from the dead. And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with Him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This He set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in Him. Let's just pray. Lord, we just ask, Lord, that You speak to us, Lord. Lord, that what You've done for us on the cross is sufficient. It is enough, Lord. Lord, anoint the preaching of Your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you may take your seat. Okay, so today we'll talk about, okay, fullness in Christ or complete in Christ. And my question for you is, di ba, what completes your day? Okay? What would make your day complete? Okay? Or, if kung gusto mong buuin yung statement, my day is complete when? Okay? So, nung 5 p.m., may mga tinanong kami mga tao, sabi nila, okay, my day is complete when I'm able to drink Energen, no? Ano ba, alam mo yung Energen? Okay, parang cobra ba yung mga ganyan eh, no? Kasi pag hindi daw siya nakakainim ng Energen, para siyang walang energy, no? So meron ding isa sumagot, my day is complete when, okay, I'm able to attend the Sunday service. Grabe, sino ganun ka? Okay, your day will be complete when you're able to attend the worship service. Wala. Meron naman pala, okay, meron pang isa, no? Sa banda dito, yung isang girl, sabi niya, my day is complete when I'm able to pray. Sino ikaw? Ganun ang sagot mo. Kapag ka nag-pray ka, kompleto na ang araw mo, di ba? And so, di ba, what would really make us complete, no? Would it, is it relationship? Okay, will drinking Centrum complete from A to C would complete you? Alright, si, kilala niyo ba si Jerry Maguire? Yung movie? Alright? Meron siyang sinasabihan na girl, no? Sabi niya, alam niyo ba yan? You complete me. Meron na ba nagsabi sa inyo yung babaeng ganon? Or lalaki, kinabihan mo yung babae na ganon? Kung babae ka, may nagsabi sa inyo, bola lang yan. Okay, ilang beses na po kinasal yan, na-divorce, kinasal. But anyway, di ba si Daniel Padilla? Okay, ang sabi ni Daniel Padilla, nasa iyo na ang lahat. Maganda, mabait. Basta ganun, di ba? And so, sinabihan niya yung babae, you're the complete package. Di ba? Wala nang kailangan pa, okay? So, yon. But then, let me propose to you today that if there's anyone or anything that can complete us, it is Christ. Okay, it is Christ. Jesus plus nothing equals everything. Okay, kilala niyo po ba si Blaise Pascal? Blaise? Sino kakilala kay Blaise Pascal? Grabe dito, madami. Sa 5 p.m., konti lang, ano? Hindi nag-aaral yung mga nandun, eh. Matatalino talaga mga nasa 7 p.m., eh, no? Si Blaise Pascal, okay, mathematician, physicist, inventor, okay, the mechanical calculator, sino magamit ng calculator? Okay, one of his invention. And Blaise Pascal, okay, etong sinabi po niya, okay, there is a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of every man which cannot be filled by any created thing, but only by God, the Creator made known through Christ. So sa buhay daw po natin, at the very core of our being, there is a G-shaped vacuum that only God can fill. Okay? Okay, and it can only be filled by Christ. Okay, the question is, what have been filling in that vacuum or vacuum in your life? Okay, ano po ba yung tinatry natin na i-fill? Okay, sa vacuum sa buhay natin, that G-shaped vacuum, that God-shaped vacuum in our lives. Is it success? Okay, is it a relationship? Okay, is it ministry? Okay, is it career? Is it work? Is it money? Okay, is it children? Okay, filling in that vacuum in our lives. Is it dreams or aspirations? Okay, o kaya sa mga bata, Pokemon Go, di ba? Lahat na lang, maghapon, magdamag, okay? Sabi nila, ang Pokemon, laruin, wag sambahin. Alright? So, what is filling that vacuum in your life? You see, at the very core of our being, the totality of our being, okay? It can only be filled by one thing and one thing alone. Okay? That is Christ. You see? Very interesting, Michael Phelps, okay? Okay, competed in the Rio 2016 Olympics. Okay, and this is what he said. Okay, sabi niya, I thought the world would just be better off without me. Think about that. Michael Phelps, okay, this is 2014. Okay, when he checked in himself in a rehabilitation called the Meadows, you can check his story in the CNN, Fox News, Sports Center. I mean, the man who was so successful in his career. Olympian, gold medalist multiple times. About 18 gold medals before 2016. Okay? Have all the money in the world, have all the endorsements in the world, going from one country to another, the fame, the popularity, okay, the guns, the goons, and the goals, the power. He has it all. Alright? And yet, this is what he said. Okay, I thought the world would just be better off without me, Phelps admitted. Okay, I figured that the best thing to do, just end my life. Okay, he was struggling to figure out who he was outside the pool. Okay, which led him to heavy drinking and wondering whether his life was worth living for. How could a man be so successful in his career? Okay. Okay, in his life, has all the money in the world, has all the endorsements in the world, wherever he would go, diba, people would have pictures with him, selfie with him, so popular, and yet wanting to commit suicide. Why was that? Why was that? Bakit ganon? Alright? And a lot of people wants all the money, right? Who wants money? Ay, ayaw. Diba? Diba, who wants to be successful? Right? All of us wants money, wants successful. Okay, we want to excel in all the things that we do. But if that is the thing that we're trying to fill, those things trying to fill the void in our lives, it would not be enough. It would still be empty. No matter how much success, wealth, honor, fame you fill your life with, it would not be enough. Okay, they won't complete you. Okay, and that's why let Jesus be the center of our lives, for only He can complete us. Why? Because Jesus plus nothing
equals everything. And in the text that we read, okay, Paul was exhorting the Colossian church to continue living in Christ. Okay, because what he has done is totally complete. In Colossians 2, 9 to 10, okay, in NLT version, it says here, for in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. Ibig sabihin, okay, all that God is, Jesus is. Okay, all the fullness of God lives in Christ in a human body, the exact imprint of His nature. He is the exact representation of God. In other words, Jesus is God. Okay, and all the fullness, okay, all the fullness of God lives in Christ in a human body, and therefore, verse 10 says, since the fullness of God lives in Christ, okay, so you also are complete through your union with Christ. Okay? You are complete. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, you are complete. Okay? You are complete through your union with Christ. Okay? Complete means having no deficiency. Okay? Not lacking anything. Full, filled, made whole. Okay? In Colossians 2:10, okay, in other translation it says, and you have been given fullness. Okay? You have been given fullness in Christ. Okay? NASB says, in Him, you have been what? Made complete. Okay? Tingnan mo ulit yung katabi mo. Kompleto yan. Alright? Walang labis, walang kulang. Tinimbang ka, hindi ka kulang. Sakto. Alright? Why? Because you have been made complete in your union with Christ. And when Jesus touches or heals someone, okay, in the gospel, He actually made them complete. Made them entirely well. Let me show you some scriptures. Matthew 9:22, the bleeding woman. But Jesus turned him about, and when He saw her, okay, He said, daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has what? Has made you whole. And the woman was what? Made whole. Okay, from that very hour. In Matthew 12:13, Jesus heals a man on the Sabbath. And then He said to the man, stretch out your hand. So the man stretched it out and it was completely restored. Okay, just as sound, just as healthy. Okay, just as well as the other hand. Okay, a Canaanite woman. Okay, pleading with Jesus to heal. Okay, her daughter. Okay, in Matthew 15:28. Okay, it says there, then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith, be it to you even as you will. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Okay, from that very hour, his daughter was made whole. Therefore, when Jesus healed somebody, He made them whole, completely well, nothing missing, nothing broken. No missing parts. Okay? And this is just how God operates. And when Paul was saying, you are complete through your union with Christ, it means Christ fills you up. Okay? You have been made well. You have been made whole. You have been made full with the fullness of Christ who fills all in all. Okay? The fullness of God lives in Christ. Okay? In a human body. Therefore, you have been made whole through your union with Christ. If you are now in Christ, you are made whole. You are complete. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Okay? You have been made whole. No need to add anything to what is already completed. Okay? Di ba? Kung kompleto na, meron ka ba bang kailangan idagdag? Okay? Meron pa bang kailangan idagdag? Okay? Wala na. Pero ang mga Pilipino, mahilig magdagdag. Alright? Sabi ni Pastor Alfred, dati daw, meron mina-manufacture na pancake, no? Just add water. Okay? Tubig, okay? Pero hindi kumita. Okay? And so, they made a strategy na, and they made the research and made a strategy out of it. You know what? Kailangan padagdagan natin ng water. Not only water, kailangan lagyan ng egg. Kasi feeling ng mga Pilipino, kapag sila yung gumawa ng ready-made, di ba? Ready-made na pancake na, dinagdagan mo ng egg, dinagdagan mo ng water, feeling mo ikaw yung nagluto. Diba? You feel your Tawag dito, contento ka. Satisfied ka kasi may ginawa ka. And yet, that whole pancake already, it's ready mixed. Kompleto na. Mahilig lang talaga tayo magdagdag. Okay? And what Christ has done for us, it is complete. And when it's complete, there's nothing to be added to it. Therefore, Christ is the completer. Okay? He is the finisher. When Christ touches anything, He made them whole, complete. No missing parts. And you may ask, di ba, complete in what? Number one, complete salvation in Christ. Okay, complete salvation in Christ. Colossians 2:11 to 12. It says here, in Him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands by putting off the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Why did Paul saying this? Why? Because part of the heresy that was propagated, okay, in the church in Colossae is that, yes, Christ is good. What He has done, yes, He has saved you, but it's not enough. Okay? Hindi lang si Kristo kailangan mong magpa-circumcise physically. Okay? Because that is the sign of the covenant. Yet Paul was making a statement, in Him also you were circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. Not with the physical circumcision, but by putting off of the body of the flesh by the circumcision done by Christ. Ibig sabihin ito, Christ put to death our old self. Okay? Circumcision made with hands, without hands, refers to the regeneration of our nature that can only be done by God. And this involves the cutting off of our sinful nature. How is this possible? Verse 12. Verse 12 said, having been buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised with Him through faith in the powerful working of God, not of men, but the powerful working of God who raised Him from the dead. The reason why this was possible, okay, that Christ was able to put to death our old self and gave us a new one, is because of Christ's death, burial, and His resurrection. You see, when you receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, when you truly accept, genuinely accepted the Lord, repented of your sin, you know what happened? In the sovereignty of God, okay, in the powerful work of God, in the miracle of all miracles, when you accepted the Lord, you were transported back 2,000 years ago. And you were slammed on that cross, nailed on that cross with Christ, died with Christ, buried with Christ, and when Christ resurrected, you were raised up with Him. The old nature was cut off. That's why 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. Completely saved. Why? Because the old nature, the sinful nature was cut off. We are so identified by faith with Christ that we are in His death, we are in His burial, and we are in His resurrection. We have been made new. Okay, we are a new creation. Okay, we have a new identity in Christ, not anymore sinners, but righteous. Okay, that's why verse 13 says, very interesting. And you who were dead in your trespasses, that's who we were. Okay, if Christ is not in you, okay, if nung wala pa sa atin si Kristo, but we were dead in our trespasses. Nakakita ka na ba ng patay? Lahat naman tayo nakakita na ng patay, di ba? Patay na daga, patay na aso, patay na tao. Okay, yung patay na tao, okay, it would not respond to whatever you would do to that person. Tama ba? Kurutin mo. Ang kit-kit mo. Di ba? Magre-respond ba yun? Alright? Would even make a choice. Patay ka, tapos I would make a choice. I'm gonna eat pancake for breakfast, hot dog for lunch, okay, bacon for dinner. Patay ka. Could you make a choice? No. Why? Because you're dead. Okay? And the Bible says we were dead in our trespasses. Okay? We don't want to do anything with God. All we want to do is sin because by nature, we are sinners. Ano ibig sabihin ng by nature? Okay? Example. Okay? Ang leon, handaan mo ng napakasarap na Caesar salad. Diba? With pineapple and with all the peanuts. Diba? And with all the grape juice and the orange juice. Diba? Tapos yung masarap na mango na gano'n. Diba? Talaga, ihain mo sa leon. Kakainin ba ng leon yon? Bakit? Hindi niya kakainin. By nature, a lion will eat meat. Alright? Kahit stale na meat, spoiled na meat yan, okay, patay yan, okay, na hayop, yun yung kakainin ng leon. Kasi by nature, carnivore, we were by nature sinners. That's why we sin. We were dead in our trespass. We don't want to do anything with God. Okay? But then, okay, and you were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, but God made us alive. Okay? God made us. We were dead and suddenly God came into the picture and made us alive. And that's why there is no hunger. Diba? You want to seek God? Okay? That's why when you attend the service and when you read the Bible, there's something, man, I could understand something here. You are now seeking the Lord. Why? Because Christ made you alive. Not is because of your own will. Patay ka nga eh. Diba? Patay ka nga. You don't want to do anything with God. We were dead. We cannot make any choice. We would just sin. And sin, we're slave in sin. Automatically, nagkakasala ka because by nature, we were sinners. But then, out of the goodness of God, God made us alive in Christ. And that's why when you were born again, there's a new nature. Diba? When you are faced with temptation, you actually now have a choice. Because you're alive. Not only you have a choice, you could actually say no. Why? Because you have been made alive in Christ. And that's why you are completely saved. That's why the Bible says nothing can separate you from the love of God. Neither death, nor angels, nor demons, nor the future can separate you from the love of God. Why? Because God made you alive in Christ. Okay, dead men, utterly defeated, utterly dominated by sin, powerless to break the chains of sin that binds them, powerless to discover the truth of God without hope, without God, without any choice, dead into sin. But then all of a sudden, boom, the life of Christ is now in you. And that's why when you responded, okay, to the call of God, it's not actually our own doing. It is, but the grace and the mercy of God. Why? Because you know what we deserve? We deserve death. We deserve death, but then out of the goodness of God, God made us alive in Christ. Aren't you grateful to what God has done in your life? Okay, that He has saved us. Okay, not only completely saved in Christ, but complete forgiveness in Christ. Okay, Christ has forgiven us our sins and canceled our death. Okay, Colossians 2:13-14. And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with Him, having forgiven us. Okay, forgiven us all our trespasses. Okay, did it say some? Did it say few? It says all. Diba lahat ng kasalanan, no matter how big, okay, you thought your sin is. Okay, how dirty. Okay, or how complicated that may be. Okay, the Bible says, having forgiven us all of our sins, all of our trespasses, lahat ng kasalanan natin. Okay, how? Verse 14 says, by canceling the record of death that stood against us with its legal demands. All right, what is the penalty of death? What's the penalty of sin? Death. Okay, this is actually a business term. Okay, this is a business term where before, kapag ikaw ay nangungutang, kailangan isulat mo lahat ng utang mo. No? Para ngayon, bumibili ka sa tindahan, nakalimutan mo yung pera mo, okay, sabi mo, manang, okay, palista na lang po, babayaran ko later. Okay, get now, pay later. Okay, parang credit card, no? Okay, and so, ganun, ililista mo. Si manang maglilista, pero at this time, okay, the concept, as you're the one who's going to write, okay, kung ano yung utang mo, okay, not only kung ano yung utang mo, what would be the consequence if you will not pay your debt? There's a legal demand. Consequence is you either be enslaved or be in prison, okay, because of your debt. And how does this apply to us? You know what? All of us, we are in debt to God because of our sin. Okay? And so, ilista natin lahat ng kasalanan natin. Idolatry, envy, pride, disobedience, stealing, lust, idolatry, greed, covetousness. Not only that, okay, the penalty for our debt is what? What's the penalty? Death. Sulat natin yan. Okay? Self-incriminating actually ito. Okay? So, ganun. Not only that, you have to sign it. You have to agree with it. Okay? Kasi hindi ka makakautang. Kaya kailangan pirmahan mo. Okay, pag nag-mortgage ka, okay, kailangan pumirma ka sa kontrata. Na kapag hindi mo babayaran yung terms of payment, ano mangyayari dun sa produkto? Hihilahin. Kukunin. Okay, the same manner. Okay, so pipirma ka, you would agree to the terms and the condition. That's what it means. Okay, that's what it means. But you see, what did Christ do? We deserve that because of our sin. The penalty for our sin is death. But then out of the goodness of God, cancel the record of death. That's what He did to all of our sin. Cancel all of it by nailing it on the cross. And that's why we are all completely forgiven. No matter how big or small, past, present, future. Completely forgiven by nailing it to the cross. Everyone should pay for the penalty of their sin. Lahat ng tao should pay for the penalty of their sin. And you have a choice. Would you pay for your own sin? Or would you let Christ pay for the penalty of your sin? The reason why we didn't pay, the reason why we will not die, is because someone else paid the penalty for our sin, which is Christ being nailed on the cross. But then if you're in Christ, if you are in Christ, you are completely forgiven. Not only that, Micah 7:19 says, He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities. Alright? Hindi ikaw ang tinatapakan ni Lord. Kasi piling natin, pag nagkakasala tayo, tayo tinatapakan ni Lord. Ba't ako pinapahirapan ni Lord? You know what it says here? It is our sin that was being trampled on. Okay? Our iniquities are being tread upon underfoot, not us. Not only that, He will cast, okay, God will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. Diba, tinatapon na ni Lord, kinakalimutan na. Eh minsan, mas magaling tayo kay Lord. Diba? Ginaalala natin yung kasalanan natin. Kinocondemn natin yung sarili natin. Okay, but then the Bible says God has cast all our sins into the depth of the sea. Diba nilagay na nga ni Lord sa Mariana Trench? Ang lalim-lalim na. The deepest part of the ocean in the whole world. Pero ang gusto natin, sisiri natin, Lord, namimiss ko na yung kasalanan ko. Ano na yung ginagawa ko, di ba? But then, you know what? Completely forgiven. Completely saved. Not only completely saved, completely forgiven. And that's when God looks at you, clean slate. Walang kasalanan. Hard to believe. But that's what it is. When God looks at you, Christ is in you. God does not see your sin. You have been covered by the blood of Jesus. No matter what you have done before coming here, no matter what you have done last week, last month, if you're in Christ, completely forgiven. That's how much God loves us. Palakpakan naman natin si Lord for what He has done for us. Okay, not only forgiven, completely forgiven, not only completely saved, but complete victory in Christ. Okay, Christ is victorious and has overcome the enemy. Okay, Colossians 2:15 says, He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in Him. Okay, again, triumphing over them in Him. Okay, He made a public demonstration over them, triumphing over them where? At the cross. Where was it that Jesus bruised the head of Satan? At the cross. Where was it that He broke His power? At the cross. Where was it that He took away the power of sin and death? At the cross. See, we are not just given a new life, forgiven of our sins, but also partakers of victory over Satan, over sin, over death. Okay, that's why 2 Peter 1:3 says, His divine power has granted to us all things. All right? His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Okay, anything and everything that we need for life. Anything. Okay? His divine power has granted to us all things that pertains to life and godliness. Through what? Through the knowledge of Him. Through Christ. Diba, lahat ng kailangan natin. That's why there is a victory
complete victory kasi defeated na nga si Satan, defeated na yung enemy. Okay, the power of sin has been broken in your life. That's why you could make a decision. You can say no to sin, no to ungodliness and worldly passion through Christ. Not only completely saved, not only complete forgiveness, but complete victory in Christ. But then the question for us today is when you look your life right now, when you examine your life, is it completely victorious? Do you really feel, okay, that you have been completely forgiven? Okay? Why is it that we feel more saved when we are okay with God? When we are able to read our Bible, when we are able to attend the church, serve in the ministry. Why is it that we feel more saved? Not only that, why is it that we feel like the Lord would answer all of our prayers after prayer and fasting? Nakala ko ba completely forgiven? Di ba? At kapag nagkasala ka, you feel like you don't want to pray to God. Na-feel nyo na ba yun? Okay? Why is that? Akala ko ba complete victory? Bakit ngayon nag-struggle pa din? Okay, bakit ngayon parang, Lord, parang hindi naman nagbabago. Mainitin pa rin ang ulo natin. Di ba, lagi pa rin tayo nagtatampo kay Lord. Di ba, madali pa rin tayong ma-offend. Normal namang ma-offend, okay? Huwag lang magbubrew ng anger and rage. But then why is it when we look our lives, it's the same thing. Why are you still in bondage with sin? Di ba, naisip niyo ba yon? Okay, sabi nga ni Nick, right? When you look at your life, you have been made complete in Christ, right? Very clear. Sa Bible, you have been made complete through our union with Christ. All the fullness of God dwells in Christ, and Christ made us complete in our union with Him. And yet, when we look at our life, how would you describe this? How would you describe this glass? Huh? Half full. All right? Okay, kapag nega ka, half empty, di ba? Mga deliberative dyan, okay? Okay, sa Strengths Finder. Okay? But then, you know ano sabi ni Nick? We have been made complete in Christ. When you look at this, this is actually full. This is full. It is full of water and full of air. You may not see the air, but it's there. And so when we look at our life, Lord, parang bakit hindi kompleto? Bakit parang kulang? Akala ka ba made complete? Okay, so how should we respond to this? Complete salvation? Complete forgiveness? All right, complete victory? How should we respond to this? Colossians 2. Colossians 2, 6-7. Therefore, Colossians 2, 6-7. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Guaranteed there is complete salvation. Guaranteed there is complete forgiveness. Guaranteed there is complete victory. But then when you receive Christ the Lord, are you continually walking with Him? Are you walking in the victory that God has given you? The areas in our life that are still a struggle, we are still in bondage, is either we are ignorant of the truth or we neglect the truth. Alam naman natin na mali, we have the power. Okay, God has given us all the power that we need to say no to ungodliness, yet we tolerate sin. And yet God has given us the power kasi you are alive in Christ. You could actually make a decision. And Christ lives in you. Then the question is, are you walking with Him? Okay? You might actually be here. Okay? Attend the service, read your Bible, and pray, and not walk with Christ. You could actually be part of a victory group, have a ministry, and yet miss the point of why you're doing what you're doing. I hope that the reason why you're attending the church, reading your Bible, is because you want to walk with Christ. Are you walking with Christ? Or are you walking with your dreams and ambition? Or are you still walking with your sin? Diba? Tinanggal na nga ni Lord yung old nature. Anong ginagawa natin? Binabalikan natin. Gusto pa ulit nating isuot. Okay? Saved na. You receive Christ as the Lord, yet we continually go back to our old life. Tinanggal na nga ni Lord. Binabalikan pa natin. And that's why the admonition for all of us is, would you continually walk with Christ? Would you continually discover who God is? Not only that, not only walk with Him or walk in Him. Verse 7 says, rooted and built up in Him, established in
the faith. Where are you establishing yourself? Where are you rooting yourself? You could actually root yourself with Christ by knowing who Christ is, by filling yourself with the knowledge of Him, okay, who called you out from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. You could root yourself up, okay, of who God is and His supremacy. But then a lot of times, we are rooting ourselves with our problems. Diba, Lord, ganito na naman ako. Ito na naman yung buhay ko. Problema na naman. Ito na naman yung kasalanan ko. You see, when we do that, we are actually meditating and rooting ourselves with the problem of our sin. Are you rooting yourself up with the Word of God, with the promises of God? Or you keep on confessing and rooting yourselves with fear, with anger, with insecurity, with fear and doubt? Where are you rooting yourself with? Are you establishing yourself in the faith? Because that's the only way you will be able to understand and experience that what Christ has done for us on the cross, it is actually complete. Complete salvation. Why are we still doubting our salvation kapag nagkasala tayo? And that's normal in our class, Foundations for Victory. Diba kapag nagkasala, saved pa ba talaga ako? And that's why they need to attend Foundations for Victory. Why? Because we are establishing ourselves with the Word of God. Diba? Bakit kapag nagkasala, ba't ang hirap magpunta sa church? Ba't ang hirap mag-pray? May complete forgiveness na naman. Di bakit nakukondem pa rin kapag nagkakasala? Eh, there's a complete forgiveness. The question really is, are we walking with Christ? Are we rooted in Christ? Are we establishing ourselves in the faith? Because the goal of all this is to walk with Christ and be rooted and be established in our faith. Amen. So that it will overflow in our thanksgiving. Grabe. Grabe yung ginawa ni Lord sa atin. We were dead. We were dead in our sin, but then out of the goodness and the mercy of God, made us alive. Made us alive. Let's take advantage of what Christ has done for us so that we'll be able to experience really that truth that we are complete in our salvation, complete in forgiveness, complete in victory. Okay? The problem is, yes, we believe it, but we don't actually apply it. Sino rito, you believe in healthy living. Right? You believe in exercise. You believe in health, eating healthy food, di ba? Green fruits. The next question is, who actually eats fruits and vegetables and do exercise? The same manner. The same manner. The only way we can do that is if you're going to walk with Christ. Be rooted in Christ. Be built up and established in our faith in Christ. Amen. Let's just pray right now. Lord, we thank You. We honor You. Lord, thank You for what You've done for us. Lord, just the magnitude of Your love. Lord, man, there is complete forgiveness. Lord, complete salvation. Lord, complete victory. Lord, for this, God, Lord, we are forever grateful. Lord, I pray that our hearts would overflow with thanksgiving. Lord, help us to know You more. God, help us to walk with You. Help us to be rooted, Lord, not in fear, not in doubt, not in our sin, Lord, but be rooted in Christ. In Christ, in whom the fullness of God dwells. Lord, may we continually know You, God, and be established in our faith. Lord, that we would believe You rather than the lie of the enemy, because it's already completed. The only thing that he can do is deceive us and lie to us. And Lord, I pray, God, that we will not give in to those lies. We will not give in, Lord God, to the deception of the enemy, Lord, but we would trust and believe in You by walking with You, being rooted in You, being built up in You, being established in our faith.